Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, September 16th, day 222. Several very close friends of mine recently got engaged. And each one of them has called at some point, freaking out about the planning, or the pandemic, or the timeline, and if they should elope, or plan a normal wedding, or if they should postpone. Literally three very different human beings, all different time zones, and the same stress. And I remember having these conversations before the pandemic, too. It's too common for us to freak out wedding planning, or any type of planning for something that we're looking forward to. It can often feel too cumbersome, and we have expectations and visions and goals and then a budget and family and friends to consider. So I want to remind anyone who is in this boat of planning something that they're very excited about, but they're also overwhelmed about, or anyone who's ever dreamed of being married and could potentially be in this boat in the future, what the fuck is the rush? If you're going to be with somebody for the rest of your long, beautiful life, why are you rushing through the special time of planning it? Slow the fuck down and allow yourself to enjoy the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that is planning your wedding. A wedding is meant to be a celebration of love. That's all it needs to be. And if you're freaking out because someone's mom doesn't like the table linens you got, it's not really the fucking point. Nobody is going to notice the shade of your nail polish or the hair that fell out of place. They will only remember your energy and maybe the food. But for the most part, people will look back and see you and your loved ones filled with excitement and joy and love and celebration, surrounded by the people who matter the most. And if you spend 6 weeks arguing over your bridal party outfits, you might end up associating all of the memories of the wedding with that argument. You don't want to make it so you can't even look at your photos of your bridal party without feeling triggered. The wedding itself will only last a few hours, maybe a weekend, but the planning is going to last months, and the memories will last a lifetime. This is how I feel about graduating college and anything big that we do. We make such a fuss out of the actual moment, but the lead up is the important part. So if you make the planning enjoyable, you're going to make the energy around the entire experience more enjoyable. So do this by setting clear boundaries with the people who are involved. Focus your energy and attention on the things that are actually important to you in the long run. If you prepare a solid foundation with the things that really mean something to you and your partner, typically the other bullshit will just fall into place. Also, set a reasonable timeline. If you're meant to be married or have your degree or whatever forever, why does that need to happen in 1 year? If you need 3 years to do something, take it. Set a date, stick to it, plan your timeline around it, but make it something you can look forward to. Because when you're in a rush, you'll settle and stress, and you won't be happy. So if you don't give a fuck about flowers, don't do flowers. If you think the idea of dancing with your dad for 3 minutes is awkward, don't dance with your dad. If you think a garter toss in front of grandma's not your vibe, don't make it your vibe. The only person that you have to compromise with is your future spouse. Otherwise, who gives a shit how the thing comes together? As long as you enjoy the actual process of putting it together, fuck traditions that made you feel bad. It's your wedding, which means it's your turn to celebrate finding magic. Weddings are incredibly important, but I think we've lost touch with the why. So please stop stressing and procrastinating because it's not going to be perfect. And try to make the process of planning it more fun, which will feel better than perfect wedding ever could. And let's not forget that tastes change, so the stuff you're obsessed with now may really bother you in those pictures in 10 years anyway. So that specific shit doesn't really matter unless it's actually sentimental to you. I know too many people who waited their whole lives for their wedding day, and they sped through it so quickly, so stressed, that they barely remember any of the good parts. Deciding you want to spend the rest of your life with someone else is huge. It's legitimately supposed to be a once-in-a-lifetime magical experience based around love, but too many of us are doing it from a place of deadlines and making everyone else feel good or happy. Or making it look good for Instagram. And I'm telling you right now, that's not the point. So whether you're getting married or not, if you're stressing about something you once looked forward to, see if you can reframe it and make it more enjoyable to do the process of instead of the outcome. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.